بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميراث الأنبياء ويب سايت is pleased to present the recording of a lesson in English titled تربية lessons from the month of Ramadan delivered by أستاذ عباس أبو يحيى حفظه الله تعالى during the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1445 after Hijra. We ask Allah to make it a source of benefit for all.
من يهد لله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة دلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد. Well, welcome the dear brothers and sisters to another lesson in this blessed month of Ramadan, and this lesson being from the book Durus Tarbawiyya min Shahr Ramadan by our Sheikh Dr. Muhammad ibn Ghalib Al-Amri Hafizullah Ta'ala, and we've reached chapter 6, as well as the other chapters, are about Tarbiyah, about this Islamic development, this training which we all need. This training to develop ourselves. So chapter 6 is about controlling and protecting the tongue. Yes, the Sheikh previously spoke about this matter in chapter 4, about when the steadfastness and the correctness of the limbs, it spoke about controlling the tongue. But also in this chapter, talks about this matter because it's such a great important matter for the person who's fasting. So the Sheikh begins by saying, حفظ اللسان أمره عظيم. Controlling and protecting the tongue is a great matter. Allah Azza wa Jal أمر بحفظ اللسان. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala ordered, commanded that the tongue should be controlled. And that it should only speak with that which is good. It should not speak with a matter except that it knows that this will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh mentions, and this has been mentioned in many ayat. The reason why the Sheikh mentions this matter again is the importance of developing ourselves, having control and protecting our speech. That does not mean that we cannot laugh. That does not mean that we can't joke as long as it's true. It doesn't mean that we can't be light-hearted. It doesn't mean that we have to become deaf and dumb and mute. No. It just means that we have to be careful before we speak, and we try to develop our speech in a way which is good and better. The Sheikh says, this is mentioned in many ayat, and from them is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word does a person, he or she, utter, speak, except that there is a watcher by him, over him, ready to record it, ready to write it down. And Surah Kahf, ayah 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated angels to write down what we say and what we speak about, because all of this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about on the Day of Judgment. As is mentioned in the next ayah that the Shaykh brings, it brings the ayah from Surah Al Isra, ayah 36, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَقْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, and do not follow that of which you have no knowledge. إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفَوَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Verily the hearing, sight, and the heart, for each of those you will be questioned by Allah. It will be questioned about Allah, about your heart, your sight, your hearing. So we have to be careful of how we use our limbs and how we use our tongue. Especially in this beautiful month of Ramadan, we're trying to control what we say and what we do. The Shaykh continues and says, in the hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الصَّوْمِ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. If you are fasting, one of the days when you are fasting, and in the month of Ramadan, then you should not say evil speech, nor argue and debate in falsehood. General discussions, general debating, general in a good way is permissible. Discussing something about Islam, these type of matters is permissible. But to argue for the sake of argument and debate for the sake of debating, then this is something which has been prohibited, something which is not allowed, whether it's in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. The Shaykh said, this hadith is a great hadith, and it shows that it is necessary for the believer to protect his tongue. To protect his tongue, so we keep away from lying. And it's so strange that so many Muslims fall into lying in Ramadan. It is because our fitrah, our natural disposition has been so corrupted that we don't care even whether it's in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. Whether it's Ramadan, that we end up lying or gossiping about other people's physical features, other people's behavior, we start gossiping about that. So the Shaykh says it's necessary for the believer to protect his tongue and to keep away from that which decreases his fasting and that which would be means for the decrease of his reward. Then the Shaykh brings, and he says, and this is why it is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, again, another hadith from this amazing book, Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, is the statement of the Prophet, the Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, man lam yada' qawla zur, wal amal bihi, wal jahal, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ هَاجَةٌ أَنْ يَدَعْ تَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ. Whoever does not leave off false statements and acting upon those false statements and ignorance, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ هَاجَةٌ, then Allah has no need that a person leaves off his food and drink. So it's very important that we realize that fasting is not just about leaving food and drink. It's not just about praying the night prayer. But as we find from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because we follow the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because it is not permissible for a person to leave what the Prophet said for the statement of anybody else, rather he has to follow the statement of the Prophet. That it should be his foundation. The statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the foundation for his religion, because they are revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a part of our development, our Islamic development, that we understand that the statements that the Prophet said are also revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just that the Prophet said them And some of them he said in his own words, or some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him the point and he expressed it, but it's revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentions that in the Quran, it's revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't say anything of his own desires from his own self. It's nothing but revelation sent down to him. So the Shaykh goes on to mention, indeed what is required from a Muslim is that he should control his tongue. إِنَّ الْمَطْلُوبُ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَحْفَظْ لِسَانُهُ فِي رَمَضَانِ وَغَيْرِهِ. Inside Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. The Shaykh said, and he quoted a hadith, indeed, al-Muslim, man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is a person from whom the Muslims are secure from his tongue and his hand. That is the characteristic of a Muslim, that the Muslims are secure from his from him speaking against them, speaking or lying against them, cheating, gossiping, or anything like this, any matter like this, backbiting, slandering, any of these aspects. The Muslims are secure because they know that this person won't do that. That is a characteristic of a Muslim. And that he will not hurt them physically, either to kill or to maim or to hurt them, other than what is on the according of the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the haqq al-Islam, that if a person commits a crime which is deserving of capital punishment or semi-capital punishment, then that is applied. So the Shaykh says, indeed the Muslim is a person from whom the Muslims are secure from his tongue and his hand. And the Shaykh says, and that should be at all times and all places. That should be at all times and all places. He said the true Muslim is the one who adheres, the true Muslim, فالمسلم الحق هو من يتحلى بمكارم الأخلاق. The true Muslim is the one who adorns himself with the most noble of manners, ومعالي صفات, and lofty characteristics. The worst of matters, which drag a person towards evil. They drag a person towards evil. And enter him into the field of sinning is the issue of the tongue, of how he speaks. How he speaks. So we have to be very, very careful of what we say and what we do. Shaykh says, this is why it is mentioned in the hadith, which has been graded hasan. And our people, وَحَلِ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَسَائِدُ الْأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. It's a hadith which is mentioned in Sunan Tirmidhi, and it's narrated by Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, and it was authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimullah in his book As-Sahiha. And are people thrown into the hellfire on their faces or on their nostrils except the harvest of their tongues, except due to the harvests of their tongue, except due to the harvests of what they gathered together, the harvest of what they collected together of their tongues. The Shaykh said, therefore, whoever protected his tongue from sins and disgusting speech and used it in a way that would bring him closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah's Messenger guaranteed for him, if that is his situation, if that is truly his situation, that he guard his tongue from sins and disgusting speech and lying and cheating and all the other sins, then Allah's Messenger guaranteed for him, if that is his situation, he will gain paradise. This is mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari that the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam said, man yadman li ma bayna lihyayhi wa ma bayna rijalayhi adman lahu jannah. Whoever guarantees me what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, then I will guarantee for him paradise. The Sheikh said, therefore, guaranteeing the rectification of the tongue, only a person guarantees, because he's trying his best, that in the month of Ramadan, that he's controlling his tongue, he's rectifying his tongue, he's being aware of what he's saying, and guaranteeing being steadfast and upright upon the obedience of Allah, obedience to Allah, and guaranteeing keeping away from sinning against Allah Azza wa Jal and his prohibitions, is a guarantee that this person will enter the paradises of Allah, Jannat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, then our Shaykh brings a statement by Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, and this statement is figurative speech. It's a bit abstract, but it's figurative speech. Sorry, it's not abstract, but it's figurative speech. Ibn Qayyim rahimullah is trying to get across to us, is clarifying the methods of the shaitan, how the shaitan tries to deceive us. So in his great book, Kitab al-Dawa al-Dawa, the treatment and the illness and its cure, a beautiful, amazing book where he deals with the subject of sins and how shaitan attacks people. So the Ibn Qayyim rahimullah brings this long statement, and this is what our Shaykh quoted. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah said, then the shaitan says to his enemy, army of devils. So he's placing this forward, that this is what the shaitan will say. Then the shaitan says to his army of devils, establish yourself on the tip of the tongue of a person. Yani, even the shaitan knows that the best way to deviate somebody or cause him harm and cause him a lack of reward is if the devils establish themselves on the tip of the tongue of a person. He said, Mikaim said, since it is a great place and it is a liability lost for the owner, so lead him. So shaitan says to the people, his devils, so lead him to speak with that which harms him. Lead, the devil is saying to the big shaitan, he's saying to the smaller shayateen, so lead this person to speak with that which harms him and does not benefit him. Look how haris the shaitan is, how concerned the shaitan is to mislead us. Let him speak that which harms him and does not benefit him, and prevent him from leading his tongue to anything that which will benefit him. Yani the shayateen, the devils, are trying to hold back our tongue. He doesn't want us to go towards that which will benefit that from ourselves. From the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. The Shaykh says, from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person remembers Allah, his fast will be the best, and that it will be the best fast. He will be the best person making fast. The one whose best fast is the best is the one who remembers Allah the most while he's fasting. So during the day he's saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So when that person says that, this is the dhikr of Allah, his fast is the best. And seeking forgiveness from him, from seeking forgiveness from Allah. So the shaitan knows that when a person starts seeking forgiveness from Allah, that he has won. Reciting his book, reciting the Quran, reading the Quran, advising Allah's worshippers, speaking with beneficial knowledge. So the shaitan is telling his devils to keep us away from these matters. And he said, and with this, you devils on his tongue will have two great matters. Look at the detail that, you know, this shayateen go into. And you devils on his tongue will have two great matters. And do not worry with which of these two you will be triumphant. Yani, both ways you'll win. Both of these matters, I'm telling you, will win. That's what the shaitan is telling you. So we have to try to do the opposite. He said, one of which is to speak with falsehood. Subhanallah. To speak with falsehood, lie, cheating, these type of matters. The shaitan, a big shaitan, is telling the shayateen that get this person to speak with falsehood. Indeed, speaking with falsehood is a brother from your brothers, the devils. Speaking with falsehood is, figuratively speaking now, is a brother from the brothers of the devils and from the largest of your soldiers and aiders. And if getting us to speak with falsehood, this is aiding the shayateen, aiding the enemy of Allah. Then Ibn Qayyim says the second, remaining silent about the truth. This is the second characteristic of the shaitan and the devils, that he wants the people, he wants his devils to be like this with the people, sukut anil haq, and he's remaining silent about the truth. He said, indeed, the one being silent about the truth is like a devil brother of yours who is mute. Yani, like a deaf, dumb person. Mute, he can't speak. Just as the first type speaks with falsehood, is a vocal devil brother, but this second one is more beneficial as a brother to you. Yani, the one who remains quiet about the truth, doesn't speak the truth when it's needed. He said, this one is better, more beneficial to the shayateen. Because he's remaining quite silent about the truth. It lets falsehood continue. And then the devil will say, have you not heard the saying of the one who advises? The one who speaks with falsehood is a vocal shaitan. And the one who is silent about the truth is a silent shaitan. So the shaitan says to his devil, so be motivated. Be motivated with being on the tip of the tongue of the person and speaking the truth, or withholding from falsehood. Yani, be careful, don't let people speak the truth, or withhold from falsehood. He said, beautify it. He said, beautify it for a person to speak with falsehood in every way. Yani, make it easy for us to speak with falsehood. Yani, make it look nice, appealing, twist it so it doesn't look like falsehood. And he said, and scare that person away from speaking with the truth in every way. Scare the person away from the truth, speaking with the truth. He said, know, O my young devils, that the tip of the tongue is what destroys the son of Adam and causes him to be dragged upon his nostrils into the hellfire. How many of them have I taken from those killed, imprisoned and wounded, and have been taken from this tip of the tongue? The shaitan continues advising, saying, I advise you and take care of this advice. The advice is given to the shayateen. If one of you devils speaks on the tongue of one of you, your human brothers, with a statement, yani, he's saying to the devil shayateen, go to those people who are also evil people, the human brothers, with a statement, and another tongue, another devil is upon the tongue of the listener. So the one who speaks, there's a shaitan there. The one who listens, there's a shaitan there. Because they're evil people. These people that are speaking and the one who's listening. So when he speaks, beautifying this evil speech and making it grand and being amazed with it, he requests his devil brother to respond with the like of that evil speech. Yani, there, one says the evil thing, the other says the evil thing. One says the evil thing, the other one says the evil thing. Yani, lying against each other, he starts lying, and then they go on and on and on. He said, then you have become aiders to that person. You have aided that person from every way. And you enter upon them from every door, from every bab. There's no scope left for them except the shayateen enter upon them, because they're already on the tip of their tongue. And prepare for the people each and every ambush. The shaitan says, have you not heard what I swore about to Allah, to their Lord, when I said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, because you have sent me astray, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, because you have sent me astray, yani this is the argument of Iblis, Shaitan, because you, O Allah, have sent me astray, surely I will sit in wait against them, human beings, on your straight path. ثُمَّ لَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, then I will come to them from before them. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ and behind them. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ and on their right and their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرْهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ and you will not find most of them as thankful ones. They will not be dutiful to you. With this, we come to the end of this chapter of this benefit for today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to control and protect our tongues, to control and protect our tongues and give us the ability to speak with that which is good and bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our Shaykh with a good reward for these benefits. Jazakumullahu khayran for listening. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك